看到尼希米这个阶段。
We're looking at Nehemiah in this segment.
我们从第十章第二十八节里面。
From chapter 10, verse 28.
看到两件很重要的生活的见证。
We see two very important testimonies of life here.
还有在整个的家庭里面的重要性。
And the importance of the families.
二十八节里面告诉我们，其余的民、祭司、利未人、守门的、歌唱的，还有尼提林。
In verse 28, the rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, and all.
还有一些呢，离绝邻邦居民，归服神律法的。
Who separate themselves from neighboring peoples for the sake of the law of the God.
并他们的妻子儿女，凡有知识能明白的。
Together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who are able to understand.
也就是这一些人他们愿意归向神。
Meaning that these people are willing to turn back to God.
那么在整个尼希米在建造的整个的城墙的过程的当中。
So in the process of Nehemiah rebuilding the wall.
给我们看到也建造整个百姓里面心里面怎么样归向神。
Also building up the hearts of people to turn back to God.
那么我们知道在这一个第十章以后呢，我们看见到整个的以色列人仍然回到过去所罗门王败落的那一个情况。
But we see in chapter 10, people still fall back to the way that Solomon failed when he intermarried.
其实呢，这些呢都是生活上我们可能会碰到的。
But these are the things that we'll likely encounter in our lives.
第三十节里面，让我们看到呢，没有一件事情影响基督徒比婚姻更大。
There's nothing that influences Christian life, more than marriages.
那么，但是很多的基督徒呢，对婚姻里面的这个结婚呢，非常的草率。
But unfortunately, many Christians take their marriage very lightly.
我们从二十节里面看到，他们都随从贵胄弟兄发胄起誓。
We saw that the took vows with the brothers and sisters.
必遵行神借着他。仆人摩西所传的律法，谨守警醒耶和华我们主一切的诫命典章律律。
That they will obey the laws of God given to Moses.
就是并不将我们的女儿嫁给当地的居民，也不娶他们的儿女为妻。
Meaning that they will not promise not to give their daughters to marriage to people around them.
这一个呢，就是在当时呢，尼希米很推崇的。
This is something that Nehemiah really was promoting.
我们在前一阵子我们看到这个亚拉伯人激战。
We saw the Geshem, the Arab.
还有亚门人这个多比亚。
And Tobiah.
亚门人呢？这个是
Ammonite.
这个是挪这个一这个是那个罗德的后裔。
He's a descendant of Lot.
亚门跟摩押。
Moab and Ammon.
在耶和华的律法里面有规定，这一些人是。断不得进入耶和华的会中。
That in the law of God, they are not allowed to enter the assembly of God.
我们往后就看到，就是哎呀，这个亚门人多比亚呢，竟然在圣殿里面有他的房子。
So we saw that they have a house, a dwelling in it.
有那房间在里头。
They have rooms in it.
原来呢，他跟大祭司里面的孩子呢通婚了。
Because they intermarried with the sons of high priests.
那么表示怎么样？表示呢？虽然是发了誓，没有遵守的还是没有遵守。
So even though they took the vows, they still do as they will.
我们看到当时这一个这个以撒呢生了雅各跟以扫。
We saw that Isaac has sons Esau and Jacob.
以扫的他娶了外邦的女子，让这个以贝卡非常的头脑很头痛。
Because Esau married the local women that gave his mother headache.
表示什么？表示他不是没有教。
Is that they didn't teach to Esau?
那么没有教的过程，有教的过程当中，他不愿意接纳。
But even though he was taught, he was not willing to accept.
这就是失去长子一个很重要位分的开始。
This is the beginning of losing the birthright as a firstborn.
我们看到雅各就是没有。
We saw that Jacob did not do that.
雅各当时呢，他跟他哥哥是同一时间生的。
Jacob was a twin.
两个人个性极为不同。
But the two twins have different personalities.
那我们看到一个是看重这一个位分，在母腹当中就要争取这个位分。
One was a birth, try to grab onto this birthright.
在母腹当中争输了，出来以后呢， 他的现实的生活里面也要重视这个位分。
Even though he did not come out first in the womb, but he still want to grab onto this promise.
所以我们从日常生活里面来看到以扫跟雅各的情况。
So in our daily life, we look at Jacob and Esau.
你会慢慢的发现到他们呢，神爱雅各和以扫不是没有原因的。
That there's a reason for God when he said that he loved Jacob and hated Esau.
我们可以从神的公义里面来看到这样子的恩典。
We can see such grace in God's righteousness.
我们看到以扫就是没有很好的在婚姻的观念里面去看重耶和华的律法。
We saw that Esau really did not look with importance God, the law of God in marriage.
这个律法不是从摩西里面开始就来。
This law did not start from Moses.
亚伯拉罕当时就知道神给他这样子的一个应许。
Even Abraham knew the promise that God gave him at that time.
亚伯拉罕是在律法以前。
Abraham was before the law.
但是呢，他交代他的仆人，告诉这一个他的仆人去原住地里面去找这一个啊，这个以撒的妻子。
But he commanded his trusted servant to go back to his home to find a wife for his son Isaac.
那么以撒呢？四十多岁了才开始结婚。
So Isaac was married after he was over 40 years of age.
当时那个时候结婚算很老的了。
By their standard, then it was very old.
那么一直没有当地的女子吗
？Did they have girls around him at that time?
亚伯拉罕遵守这样子一个教训。
But Abraham obeyed such a teaching.
因为他知道他在这个地方是寄居的。
Because he knew he was a foreigner in the place.
他在应许之地还叫做寄居的。
Even in the land of promise, he's a foreigner.
因为他盼望一个永恒的家。
Because he had a hope in the eternal home.
因此呢，他必须要怎么样接纳神给他的一个很大的看见。
So he must accept what God has given him as a vision.
但他们归回了。
But when they return,
也没有想到说过去被掳的时候是寄居，现在也是寄居。
They didn't realize when they were in captivity, they were foreigner. Even here at home, back at home, still.Foreigners.
因此我们就看到尼希米在第十一章里面开始这一个建造很多的策略组织跟制度。
So he and Nehemiah set up strategies and councils and system.
当时很特别 很多人不愿意住在耶路撒冷。
Especially people back then did not want to live in Jerusalem.
这里面给我们看到说这个住在耶路撒冷都是抽签的。
So that they have to do it by lots when they live in Jerusalem.
那么只要是他们乐意、甘心乐意住在里面，不用抽签的百姓都为他们祝福。
But those who are willing to live there, the people will bless them.
这意味着当时很多人不愿意住在里头。
So many people were not willing to live there.
当然有一些的原因。
But there must be some reason.
最大的原因跟他们的利益是有冲突的。
But the greatest reason it has to do with their personal gain.
那我们说住在耶和华的殿中。正是住在外面呢。
Can we say it's better to be in the courts of the Lord than to live outside?
一日胜如在外面住千日。
Better a day in the court of the Lord than a thousand days elsewhere.
当然，那个利益蒙住了眼睛的时候。
But when the gain covers the eyes of these people,
是不可能看见的。
They are not able to see.
那么，这个利益蒙住了眼睛的时候。
So their personal gains are covered their eyes.
是没有办法看见神的呼召的。
They cannot see the calling of God.
当我们的利益蒙住我们的眼睛的时候。
When our personal desire and gain.
我们也没有办法看清楚我们的地位。
Cover our eyes, we cannot see where we stand.
当利益蒙住我们的眼睛的时候。
So when benefit cover our eyes.
神的律法是按着我们个人的喜好而解读。
So the laws are explained according to our personal wishes.
所以我们就看到从第一节十一章第十一节，百姓首领住在耶路撒冷。
In chapter 11, verse 11, we see the people live.
其余的百姓自迁。
And they took the cast lots to determine verse 34.
每十人中十一人住在耶路撒冷。
So the tenth of the people would live in Jerusalem.
那九人住在别的城里。
Then the other ninth would live in other their own towns.
那么这一个呢，就是耶路。这个是尼希米所规定下来的组织跟策略。
This is what Nehemiah said in terms of structure strategy.
大家都为建造圣殿而回来。
So people came back to rebuild the temple.
有祖宗的家业在这个地方。
They have inheritance of their fathers.
有过去祖宗的坟墓在这个地方。
Also the tombs of their forefathers here.
那么不管乐不乐意呢，抽到的人都必须要在那个地方。
Whether willing or not, if they cast out they cast a lot and they have to come.
因为在耶路撒冷必须要有一个很重要的一个战略的位置。
Because they need to have a place to take occupations.
如果有一个很重要的战略的位置，人家才不敢来攻击在耶路撒冷外面的小城。
So once they take up their positions in Jerusalem, people will not come to attack the town surrounding them.
这些呢都是我们看到整个的啊尼希米的一个很重要的一个策略。
This is the strategy Nehemiah took up.
那么当时这么多的人，很多人不愿意住在耶路撒冷。
So back then there were so many people who were not willing to come to live in
Jerusalem. 很多的田地在耶路撒冷之外。
So a lot, but there are a lot of lands outside of Jerusalem.
因此呢，在第二节里面，凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷，百姓都为他们祝福。
So in chapter 11 verse 2, the people commended all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem.
那么在整个十一章里面看到。整个的规划里面还有一种叫做委派。
So what we see here in the plan that there are people who is against the tribes.
就是这一些的长官还有以色列人的祭司利未人都住在犹大的城邑。
So there are the people who are like Levites, the priests and teachers, they live in Judah.
他们被指定做任何的一些神职的一些工作。
They are appointed to do the work of God.
从十二章里面我们就可以看到。
In chapter 12, we see this.
第八节里面，利未人耶稣亚、宾内、假面。
We see in chapter 12, verse 8, the Levites were Yeshua, Benui, Camille.
他们管理称谢的事。
They were in charge of songs of thanksgiving.
这个管理称谢的事是赞美的事。
Meaning to praise.
庆典的事。
Things to celebrate.
唱歌的事宜。
To sing songs.
当这个耶路撒冷的城墙完毕的时候
So when the walls of the Jerusalem was completed
我们看到12章的27节里面提到他们整个的称谢歌唱敲把赞美神
We see in verse 27 that they went out to celebrate joyfully and with songs of thanksgiving and music, symbols, etc.
城墙整个成功的时候之前呢先把整个的制度完成
So before the walls were completed they set up the system first
这个制度里面是按着神的律法跟典章里面所编列出来的。
The system was made up based on God's regulations and decrees.
我们看到他这样子的一个编列跟以前的这一个不太相像。
So we see this arrangement here is different from before.
那其实呢是按着精髓里面而来的。
But it's actually according to the meaning of the scriptures.
都跟大卫所编排的是精髓里面而来。
It's according to the word David arranged them also.
最主要没有。当时大卫的国力
except that they didn't have the kingdom that David set up
因此呢现在是缩编的
so now it's contracted
那么给我们看到就是说大跟小的时候
so what we see when it's large and or smaller
圣殿是一样的
it's the same temple
这个很特别神是一样的
God is the same
大教会跟小教会所要做的工作
the work of the big church and small church
表示呢不是说一成不变的
It's not like it's a same work.
大卫是当时请他所有的国力可以来做这样子的一个工作。
God and David back then used all his resources as a kingdom to do this work.
一般的人员呢，可以那个利未人之多。
They have so many Levites able to take turns.
我们现在就最怕是什么呢？就是怕什么？这个当班制的是人员不足的时候。
What we afraid most right now is that we don't have enough people to come.
要轮班的时间就更长了。
To take turns so that the time of their duty is long.
不好的班要越轮越长。
So the worse it gets.
这一些呢，都是让我们看到这个体力消耗很大。
We see that it really takes toll on their energy.
如果人数很充足的时候。
But when we have a large number.
那当然没有什么问题。
Of course, it's not a problem.
我们就看到有一些工作者。工作的一天工作几分钟就可以休几十分钟就可以休息很久
You see people can just take work maybe for tens of minutes and then able to rest a long time
这些工作者不是人啊
So these people who are working are not men 我
在谈到说在澳洲的无尾熊每一天只要被爆出来工作三十分钟就可以休息好久
I saw that the people working on koala they're able to hang out in just a few minutes
为什么呢每一只无尾熊它都要被爆出来被跟人家拍照啊
Because they take pictures of koala.
那么那个被拍，跟他拍照一定要站在一个定点，不能乱跑。
So they set a place only to take pictures of koala.
因为他熟悉这个环境，他才不会紧张。
So the koala will not get nervous because they're familiar with this particular spot.
你没有看到那无尾熊长得又憨憨的，是很紧张的动物。
You think even though they look kind of cool, but they actually very timid.
他每一天只要工作30分钟就可以休息好久。
They can work for 30 minutes and rest for the rest of the day.
他们因为国宝嘛，把它当成一个很好的。
Because they are national treasures.
那我们如果在整个的工作里面看到，当时是所有的国力，大卫在支持整个圣殿工作。
But because of, for the kingdom, the was supporting the whole ministry.
等现在尼希米刚刚建殿完成，城墙刚好围起来的时候。
So compared to Nehemiah, who just finishing rebuilding the wall,
又有很多人不愿意住在耶路撒冷。
And that many people are not willing to live in Jerusalem.
又有很多人不愿意投入教会的服事的事工里头。
And that many people want to be devoted to the ministry or, church, or service of the church.
那么这个他就鼓励。
So he encouraged.
抽签。
And cast lots.
就是怎么样？大家一起来做这个工作。
Let's do it all together.
那么如果今天这个教会大到一个程度
，If the church has grown to a certain size.
那么义工报名里面还要用挑选的。
But even with the volunteers, you have to pick.
这个几年前呢，去中国的这个东莞的时候
，So when I was in China a couple years ago,
我看到那种盛况。
I saw such a condition.
就是呢，那个在上班的哈，这个好多人在工厂外面排队。
People going to work, there was a line of people going to the company.
挑选那个也是一个主管而已。
So there was only a manager who started picking the men.
很有权柄。
But he had a lot of authority.
看到不行的时候，就打个叉了，就跑到旁边去了。
Someone he did not want, he just rejected right there.
第一个呢，从一眼当中挑，看得顺眼的，才问你说你能做什么工作。
After he thinks that they may be good enough, he will ask them what kind of thing you can do.
现在就刚好反过来。
Now it's the opposite.
拜托人家来上班。
They are asking people to come to work.
还找不到工人。
They cannot find enough workers. 如果
工厂比较偏僻，还要把那个招工的牌子拿到外面去。
Because the company is more rural area, they have to even put up signs.
我最近听说还有供应早餐的。
They even provide breakfast now.
你要来面试供应早餐。
As long as you come here to seek job, we'll give you breakfast.
哇，这样子的一个倒过来的一个方法，那个相反的一个。
Now has turned such a turnaround.
你可以看到大卫当时。
We can see David back then.
跟尼希米现在。
And at the present time in Nehemiah.
那用任何的一个方式里面，就是要让他们知道怎么来侍奉神。
He tried to use right to let them know how to serve God.
当城墙建筑完毕的时候，他开始做宣告的工作。
So after the wall was building, the wall was completed, he began to do the work of gospel or preaching.
我们经常鼓励弟兄姐妹做宣告的工作。
We often tell brothers and sisters to do the work of gospel.
宣告不是一种喊出来，让我们的心里面畅快。
So it's not just to cry out and make our heart feel better.
宣告其实是告诉我们自己。
The correction actually also to tell ourselves.
告诉仇敌
，and also tell the enemy，
我们所依靠的
，the person we trust in，
创造宇宙的神
，is God who created heaven and
earth， 万军之耶和华
，is the Almighty Lord，
也告诉我们自己
，and telling us，
不要忘了，神是引导我们的神
，not to forget that God is who leads us，
一个很重要的宣告
，is a very important declaration，
宣告不是只有给敌人听见
，is not only for enemies to hear，
宣告更不是做给神看
，is not only just to do it for God to see。
宣告是给我们的生命里面带来一个很大的盼望。
By it brings us a great hope in our life.
因此呢，在这个31节里面
，So in verse 31,
十二章31节，我带着犹大的首领上城。
So in verse 31 says, I had the leaders of Judah go up on top of the wall.
是称谢的人分为两大队。
I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks.
排列而行。
One was to proceed.
第一队呈上上往右边。
On top of the wall on the right, to the right.
向粪场门。
Toward the dung gate.
往那个地方行走。
It went that direction.
我们看到呢，一个队伍由以斯拉带。
So one was led by Israel.
这个以斯拉从谷门出去。
This Israel went out from the gate.
从城墙的宽顶上面的向南行走。
So he went to the direction of south in the wide gate.
先是这个称谢的队伍。
So it's the opposite to this thanksgiving.
后来是首领。祭司吹号的
，and also the leaders and the trumpeters，
最后是弹乐器的利未人。
Then lastly, the Levites who played the musical instruments。
这个不输当现在的什么的管弦乐。
This is no lesser than the orchestra today。
当然，这一个的整个的队伍跟当时在围绕耶利哥又是一个差很多的地方。
Of course, this the division of two teams is different from not as great as the Torah Jericho back then.
刚归回的时候。
Remember that was a time also returning.
但是我们想到就是当我们小组开始这个成长以后，开始成为另外一个小组的时候。
So when we think about our cell group growing and dividing into a set different two different cell groups,
我们可能会想到啊，过去我们那个小组合在一起的时候人多。
We may think about when we were combined together, there the people were numerous.
人多好办事。
And it was easier to do things.
那么今天人多，如果突然间来了四少了四五个人，你也会感觉不到。
So even if a couple of people were missing, you wouldn't feel much of a difference.
但今天人少，如果七八个人，如果少了四五个人，你会不会感觉到啊？
So but if there are only seven, eight people and four, five people missing.
哎呦，啊怎么以前这么复兴？不要拆，拆开以后就不复兴了。
You feel like a big difference. You will feel like as if after the book it was split.That it was not as revived.
拆开以后就开始怎么样？开始再重新建造。
So after you split, you begin to rebuild again.
这一个敬拜的地方。
This place of worship.
围墙。
And build the surrounding wall.
装备起来。
And be equipped.
因此呢，每一次的这一个分值的时候。
So every time when it's split.
都像归回一般的在开始重新建造。
It's like a turn returning and to rebuild.
我们看到这一种建造是直到主再来。
We know that this kind of building is until the Lord.
怎么样保持着我们那种内心里面向神火热的心
？How to keep the zeal we have in our heart toward the Lord?
要经常的被圣灵充满。
We need to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们没有经常的被圣灵充满
，We are not constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们可能因为一小小的谣言一泼一下，火就熄了。
We may have from the words of others, the fire may be extinguished.
炭火刚刚拿出来。
Maybe the coal just got brought out.
都已经快烧尽了。
It's almost extinguished.
不要被浇完水。
They don't even have to put water on it.
刚刚怎么样？刚刚好拿出来呢，地上有一滩小小的水渍，就把它弄洗了。
Maybe just a few drops of water will extinguish it.
我们就看到整个里头，我们必须要彼此的扶持跟建造。
So internally, we need to build each other up and serve each other.
我们看到十二章里面，他一直在编列这个诗班的安排。
So in chapter 12, we saw that he continued to arrange the choir
赞美神,
to praise God,
荣耀神,
and to glorify God.
这个是一个很重要,
this is something very important.
就是呢, 我们一生的当中就是不要, 就是要将荣耀归给神。
So in the whole life, we are to give glory to God.
称谢的队伍不只有一个, 还有两个。
So the teams, there were two teams instead of just one.
两个的, 第二个诗班是用尼希米。
The second team was led by
从西面用顺之中的方向向东进行。
It went from the gate to the east.
他们也是一样从谷门出发。
They also went from the old gate.
往着粪场门的方向去。
They went toward the dung gate.
那我们看这两个诗班里面围绕着耶路撒冷。
We see these two teams around Jerusalem.
从左到右。
From left to right.
这些呢都是要让整个的宣告在整个的诚意的当中。
So for that, so that when they declare it's around the whole town.
再来我们就看到呢，这个整个的制度建造起来以后。
We see when the system was built up.
在一个适当的时机。
At the appropriate time.
尼希米开始整顿内部。
那 Nehemiah began to rearrange internally.
那么我们就从十三章里面来看到这一个尼希米呢，开始呢在整顿内部。
We see that in chapter 13, the Nehemiah's reforms.
那么他等待的是。神给他的一个时机。
What he was waiting on was God's time.
在建造的过程的当中。
In the process of rebuilding.
并不是就不管了。
He didn't really just leave it alone.
建造的过程的当中。
In the process of rebuilding.
律法照样颁布。
He needed to continue to declare the law.
那么我们就看到，在他一直往前行。
But he continued to proceed.
但到等整个的建造完毕以后。
Until completion of the building.
百姓已经知道怎么样遵行。
And people understood how to obey.
开始就来整顿内部。
Then he began the reforms.
那么他到这一个的十三章，我们看到第五节里头。
In chapter 13, we see verse 5.
啊，便为他预备一间大房子，大房屋。
And he had provided him with a large room.
就是从前收在素祭乳香器皿。
Formerly used to store the grain offerings and incense.
我们知道他把一些的这一个啊，都把它放在整个的这个圣殿的当中。
We knew that he put all these in the temple.
那么第十五节的时候
，in verse 15，
那些日子
，in those days，
我在犹大见有人在安息日
大酒 ，I saw a man in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath。
搬运禾捆
and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys.
我们也在第四节里面看到呢，这个亚这个他与这个祭司里面呢，跟这一个啊亚实结亲利亚实结亲。
We saw that in verse 4 that the Eliabship the priest intermarried with Tobiah.
过去里面要跟这个尼希米来一起建造圣殿。
Before he was building with Nehemiah,
一起建造城墙
and also building the wall.
跟这一个以斯拉也是一样要建一同建造这圣殿。
Same together with Israel to build this temple.
哎呀，我们跟你是敬拜同一个神的啦。
We worship the same God with you.
要让他们进到圣殿的建造里头。
To bring them to the temple to build.
以斯拉没有同意。
But Israel did not agree to it.
当圣殿建造完毕的时候
，After the holy temple was built,
交给祭司。
He gave it to the priests.
祭司竟然也没有好好的明白这一些。
But the priests didn't understand these either.
祭司在祭祀的过程的当中，没有把他自己的儿女教好。
Yeah, in the process, the priest did not teach their sons very well.
不要忘了，整个的祭司是世袭的。
So we remember the priests were
表示他的儿女也要是圣洁的
，meaning that the son and daughter had to be holy.
还有办法来看重这个祭司的身份。
So they can really consecrate this priesthood.
表示他儿女里面看不到这样子的职分。
So the son and daughter really do not see this ministry.
那么也许当时那个祭司呢是有一餐没一餐的。
Maybe the priests were not being well fed.
做祭司这么痛苦。
It was miserable for them.
啊，不要了。
They didn't want to serve.
去种种田还好。
It's better to cultivate the land.
去放放羊还好。
Maybe to shepherd.
在早期当传道人相当困苦。
So in the early missionary, they also had a hard life.
啊，那么这又要有一个受苦的心智。
But we need to have a heart to suffer.
当很多的人这个要呼召要出来当传道人的时候。
So many people were called to be missionaries or preachers.
纵然他的父母亲信主很久了
，Even though their parents have been believers for a long time，
他都会认为说完了。
They say, "Oh, this is it."
我的儿子去当传道人。
My son's going to become a preacher.
那个时候，这种光景。
It was this way not back
then. 这个时候
，at this time，
那一种光景没有改变。
It hasn't changed either.
那么再来呢
？And then，
这个关键里面呢
？So in this temple，
给我们看到这个是神的呼召。
It's God's calling.
以及我们是不是愿意跟随
？And whether we're willing to follow.
今天很多的看见，我们看到这样子的一个祭司，他们竟然能够跟这一个外邦人结亲。
We see many things today, including the priests able to marry.
没有一个很好的血统。
With others and create bad genealogies.
神不是看重这个血统。
God really doesn't care about the genealogy.
神是看重我们有没有遵照他的话语。
God wants cares about whether we follow his words or not.
神是看重你听神的话过于听这一个世俗的话。
God cares whether you listen to his word or the word of the world.
还是你喜欢世界的东西过于神告诉你的。
So you like the things of the world over what God wants to tell you.
我们再看第二件就是安息日。
Secondly, we see the Sabbath.
神规定的一个日子。
The day that God has consecrated.
神要我们进入安息的日子。
God wants to enter the rest.
当然我们知道他们被掳归回了。
We know that they have returned from captivity.
到现在呢应该有十几年之久了。
At least some 10 years.
可能将近二十年的时间。
Maybe close to 20 years of time.
还是没有办法改变过去守安息日的这一个习惯。
They're still not able to change their custom or habit.
七十年在外面呢已经可能没有守安息日。
Maybe in when they were outside, they did not keep Sabbath.
因此呢到现在的时候要他们守安息日。
So now to have them keep Sabbath,
实在是非常的困难。
It was very difficult.
那我们就看到呢，他们当时呢，不但没有守安息日，与这个当地的人通婚。
Not only did they did not keep Sabbath, they also intermarried with the locals.
通婚的时候呢，我们就看到有圣经里面讲到一件事情，就是说他们讲亚斯图话比讲这一个犹大话呢更加的流利。
So we found in the Bible verse here saying that these people who intermarried spoke.More of language of Aston more than the language of Judah.
就像我们现在很多的人移民到美国来一样。
Just like many of us who are immigrants to the United States.
第二代也许还好。
Maybe the second generation is still okay.
第三代以后。
But the third generation.
我看那个点华文能讲的都没有几句了。
Very few can speak Chinese.
那已经不会讲了。
They don't know how to speak anymore.
啊，那或这里面讲到什么？他们已经对这个犹太话已经不会讲了。
They no longer speak the language of Judah.
他们会讲的是亚斯图的话。
They speak only the language Ashton.
那个是第二代而已哦。
That's only the second generation.
七十年归回以后，在当地这个地方里面，他们孩子生出来呢，第二代。
So here, the children born here is only second generation after the return of captivity.
这样子的一种渗透。
So this is the penetration.
给这个尼希米带来一个很大的困扰。
Yeah, gave Nehemiah a great trouble.
当然，他就才把圣经打开。
Of course, he opened the Bible.
把律法打开。
And opened the decrees.
整个的啊，这个建造完毕以后。
After they finished completing.
他就开始宣达律法。
So he began to declare the laws.
把那祭司的所有的错误指出来。
And then point out all the mistakes.
对婚姻变成一个当时一个很重要被渗透的地方。
So marriage was a place of penetration by foreigners.
为什么说信与不信的不能同父一儿？
That's why the Bible says that believer cannot be yoked with unbelievers.
那么我们的信的人，
those who believe，
跟信的人，
and those who unbelieve，
就两看相讨厌。
They despise each other.
更没有办法在一起。
It's hard for them to get together.
昨天我提到。
Yesterday I mentioned.
以前呢，会跟人家啊，这样子的人，你觉得怎么样？
I ask them, what do you think about these people?
比喻。
And compare.
没有说要把你介绍给他。
I didn't say I want to introduce you to them.
都被人家误会说把那种阿猫阿狗介绍给人家。
I was slandered saying that I want to introduce these people to them. Yeah, I grieve,
并不是他误会我伤痛。
It's not that they misunderstood me.
而你怎么可以把基督徒当作阿猫阿狗？
You can treat the brethren like dogs.
你没有看到他里头有神的荣美吗？
Don't you see the glory, the beauty of glory of God in them?
还是我们已经短视尽力到看到只是对方的外貌跟现在的整个品性？
Are we only so short-sighted to see only their presence, exterior appearance, and their actions?
所以整个里头我们要看的是神的基督徒，是神的受膏者。
So we got to remember Christians are anointed by God.
不要看轻自己。
Do not despise yourselves.
基督受膏。
Christian, Christ.
基督徒是受膏的人。
Christ, the anointed one. Christians are the anointed.
在整个的工作里头。
So in the whole works.
我们都更加的小心。
We need to be more careful.
我们要不要忘记我们是受膏的人。
Don't forget we are anointed.
当别人看轻你的时候。
When somebody despises you.
我们要知道他是看轻我们的神。
You remember, they despise our God.
因此呢，每一个弟兄姐妹都是有神的恩膏在其中。
Remember, all the brothers and sisters have the anointing from God.
那你这一个被尊重的地方是什么？
So why are you honored?
就是你归向神。
Because you turn to God.
回到神的面前来。
Return to before Him.
你在神的一个恩膏的当中。
You are in His anointing.
没有回到神的面前来。
Before returning to before Him.
哪管你是使徒。
Whether you are disciples,
哪管你的名称叫先知，
or maybe you are called a prophet,
或是牧师，
or pastor,
通通一样，
it's the same.
因为不在神的恩膏的当中，
because you are not in the anointing of God,
不在神的道路里头，
you're not in the way of God.
愿神光照我们，
may the Lord give us light.
我们一同来祷告，
let's pray.
天父，我们求你帮助我们，
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从尼希米里面看到，
from Nehemiah, we see.
我们该认真归向你的地方，
we need to be devoted to turn back to you.
主啊，求主你光照我们。
Lord, may you give us light.
帮助我们。
And help us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.